לתשומת ליבכם, התוכנית הבאה היא תוכנית מוקלטת, ועשויות להישמע במהלכה התראות והתייחסות לאירועים ביטחוניים שהראו בזמן שידורה הראשון. האזנה טובה.
You're listening to Khan Podcasts.
A special Purim Seuda holiday meal was held today at Sheba Medical Center in Tel HaShomer for some 200 IDF injured soldiers. The event, which included a Megillah reading, entertainment, and more, was organized by Olamit Wolf, a Tel Aviv-based holistic therapist who's been involved in providing food to soldiers since the beginning of the war. She was involved in organizing similar events over the holiday at Ichilov Hospital in Tel Aviv and the Beit Levenstein Rehabilitation Center. Wolf spoke to us about the initiative.
Actually, we're at Tel HaShomer a few weeks ago, and I was asking different organizations and different members of staff what they'll be doing for Purim, and they said there'll be fabulous people coming in and clowns and people trying to get the atmosphere going. But when I asked them if they had a seuda, they actually didn't, and no one had thought about it. And a friend of mine brought it to my attention, there's no seuda going on. So we decided to take it upon ourselves, myself and a couple of friends, to put on a seuda for 200 people today. We'll also be doing it in Ichilov a little bit later on today. And we got to meet the most incredible boys in the Shikum unit, in the trauma department. They've just been recently injured since October 7.
So tell us about how does one go about this undertaking? It's not complete, entirely new to you, especially since October 7th, but what did you pull together?
Great question. We actually just made this decision a few days ago. So it entailed for this particular seuda to have a Megillah reading. So we liaisoned with the rabbi, the chaplain of the hospital, who's a magnificent person. And we organized live music. And obviously we had to be very sensitive about the music, you know, and sensitive about everything we had to do today, because on one hand, we're talking about real trauma, and we're not there just to entertain them, and we're not there just to stare at them, and we're not there to, for us to feel guilty, for them to feel guilty. It was a very sensitive issue, getting the music right and getting the atmosphere to be mechubad, to be honourable to where they're at in their journey right now. We had gifts. We had an enormous amount of food, very high-level catering. We really wanted them to feel that we're spending money on them and we're just going to make this a really special event. So we had a hot meal, beautiful desserts, and then gift baskets, which also entailed gift cards that we bought, 195 gift cards that could be used anywhere, hoping they want to use it for their own personal hygiene, toiletries, pajamas. And we're very blessed to have a lot of donors that, when I brought it up with them in the past 3 days, were able to raise enough money to put on a really beautiful seuda Megillah reading today.
Is this a personal private initiative, or are you connected with other organizations?
Actually, I'm not even an organization. I'm just a mother who's had 2 kids in the army myself. And at the beginning of the war, I was trying to think, what can I do on a personal level? And one of the things I love to do, well, I love to take control and try just to help out in any way I can, as nearly every mother in this country. But my personal initiative was to take on cooking for the soldiers, like many other people have done. And we get out hundreds of meals every single week. And I just have, you know, just mothers and fathers driving it to different bases, and basically got pretty good at logistics and found myself doing this every week now, getting meals out to the different bases in
this
south.
By Excel sheet, by WhatsApp groups, or you have your another format?
Brilliant question. It started with WhatsApp groups, and then I just turned to mothers, A, that kept kosher, and for those who didn't keep kosher, taught them how to make their kitchens kosher so that everyone could be participating in this initiative. And now I have about 196 people that work with me and just check in with me every week. And I liaison with the logistics officers and figure out what needs to go where and to get it there in the best and fastest way. And in addition to that, I'm trying to take on a soldier or two that's been wounded and their family need financial assistance, whether it's amputees, and we're reaching the goals. Just put it out there on Facebook, put it out there on all the groups that I think know me and respect me and know that I'm not an organization. Everything I make will go 100% to whatever it is that I'm working on.
So did you have a chance to speak with some of the soldiers at today's gathering?
For sure. I met the most beautiful boys today. There were mainly recently wounded ones, but there were some who were wounded in the past and are still in Shikun, still in rehab. And you see in their eyes, they're obviously just so happy that we're there. I mean, I'm making a point to let them know that we're not going to forget their faces or their names or their needs. I write down every one of them what it is that they would like, their wish, a wish list. And I've actually come up with a new idea in the past hour what I'd like to do for the next initiative. But their eyes, they're so full of gratitude for us to be there, for everybody to be there. I mean, the hospital is just filled with volunteers. And some of the boys, you know, who are missing limbs, you can see the fear in their faces and the pain in their mothers' faces, trying to be strong and brave for their kids, not to cry. And hopeful that us mothers, us people from abroad, donors, can come and help them and be there for them on this journey they're going to be embarking on.
And you mentioned you're also doing something at Ichilov later today?
Yeah, we're going to be going to Ichilov 4 o'clock, doing something very much similar format for also about 150 to 200 parents and boys and some girls with the same, getting music and music, food, catering, and try to make it equally Sameach as we did this morning.
There is a challenge in these times to feel the joy in light of this. As you mentioned, it's a delicate path to walk. Do you feel it somehow able to navigate
absolutely.
That?
And I think that's so important that you brought that up, because also tomorrow we're doing another one in Bet Levenstein. And when I'm interviewing, whether it's photographers, videographers, musicians, it's actually not so simple, because I don't want an entertainer that they feel they need to be entertained. I don't want somebody who's going to look overly sympathetic. I don't want somebody who's going to look overly joyous. They need to be sensitive. So actually, what I've tried to recruit musicians that are Israelis, younger, that can say, you know what, Achi, I've also been in the army. I know what you're going through. I feel like it's just so important that they understand that we know what they're going through and that we're not spectators. So hopefully I've chosen well with the musicians that I've brought in, especially tomorrow. We've brought in some illusions for tomorrow, and also, you know, even someone who's going to be taking footage, because I thought it's so important to have this documented, that it's done the most respectful way, quietly, that they don't even realise that they're being filmed, although, of course, I get their permission. And then we have something to show the rest of the world, you know, what's going on. And when they ask us what they can do, it's very clear, you know, what they need to do to help us, you know, to continue embarking on all these amazing events.
So if anyone is interested in helping out with some of these activities, how can they do so? How can they get more information?
Well, I'm just learning how to get a little bit more organized in terms of donations, because it really is about the donations. Today costs a lot of money, and we're very blessed that people want to help. We've been using synagogues also. They've been accepting money from overseas, and they know, you know, who we are and what I'm doing. So they're able to help us with tax receipts. And people know my name, Olamit Wolf, and they can find different ways that they can pay directly to me. And they know 100% of whatever I get is going to go to every cause that I'm involved with.